Doctor, how are you today?
I'm doing fine.
Great. We are joined this morning by Dr. Andrea Clemes, Chief Medical Officer at MDVIP. We're going to find out more about that, but we're going to talk today about a dad bod. When we refer to a dad bod, we sort of have this kind of endearing term to it, but what are we describing when we say that?
Yeah, I think of it as like Will Ferrell or Vince Vaughn. Leonard DiCaprio has been in pictures recently. That little bit of extra fat around the middle, you look pretty good everywhere else. But it's a problem because that extra fat around the middle is not only outside, but it's inside. It surrounds your internal organs and increases your risk for heart disease, diabetes, and even certain cancers.
Yeah, I find that some people, you know, I know what it looks like because I've seen it from all different angles, but you wear clothing and it might not disguise it, and people think, oh, you look pretty good. Everything else looks in shape, but I've heard the fact that the fat in that area really is crucial. I mean, it's critical. It causes, what kind of things is it doing to us, our health?
Yeah, it increases your risk for heart disease, which, of course, is the number one cause of death in America. It increases your risk for diabetes and even cancer. So you really need to understand where that fat is in your body. You know, you can't just stand on the scale and say, oh, my weight looks fine. To your point, you need to look in the mirror and see if there is fat around your middle.
Yeah. But that seems to be a tough part to get rid of. What's our remedy for something like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's important to partner with a physician, like an MDVIP physician, who can even look at, you know, we have technology to look at your percent body fat and where that fat is. And then they can sit down with you, talk about your lifestyle, understand what you do. For example, I travel a lot, right? So me trying to eat healthy is hard when I'm in an airport or, you know, eating out at an amazing restaurant. So a doctor can sit down and talk through those things with you and give you some better choices so that you can eat healthier, exercise more, and, you know, get good sleep and not be stressed out. Sounds easy, right?
Yeah, but usually guys don't go to a doctor unless there's something hanging off and bleeding or something that they need to get fixed right away. It's not like there's not a lot of preventative, I think, in our mind, right? It seems that way.
Totally correct. The MDVIP survey supported that. 40% of men said they only go if there's something urgent. I think we need a paradigm shift. Men need to think of their bodies like their cars, right? You take your car in for an oil change. You rotate your tires. Well, you need to do that for yourself because if you wait, it's going to be too late. And prevention, we can prevent heart disease. We can prevent heart attacks and strokes. But you need to get to a doctor early, understand what your risk is, and make a plan to combat those risks.
How do we get to a doctor that we stick with? A lot of times, and through my years, it's a different doctor, or that doctor's no longer there, or I move, or it's not convenient enough. How do we get that consistency back?
Right. You know, that's one thing that MDVIP does. They can go to MDVIP.com, look for a doctor in the Cleveland area. The doctors in MDVIP practice personalized medicine, so they have the time to focus on wellness and prevention, have the time for that greater relationship. And so you can really bond, because I think if you bond with that doctor and you feel like the doctor knows you and helps take care of you, you'll stick with them.
Sometimes when we get into that situation, we wonder, is this more a concierge? Is this too expensive? You know, how is that kind of level handled for people who go to doctor? Because there's always there's a bill that arrives 6 months later in the mail that we're kind of more afraid of than the diagnosis, actually.
Very fair. So in MDVIP, we call it affordable personalized medicine because it really is affordable. And what you're paying for when you join the practice is an executive-style physical. So you're getting much deeper screenings into cardiovascular disease, brain health, diabetes screening, you know, agility, all of those sorts of things. So, you know, as we all know, you get what you pay for, right? And when you can get these deeper screenings and have a doctor who works with you and has the time for you, you know, same-day appointments, after-hours phone calls, most patients stay with those doctors. In fact, patients stay with our doctors over 94% because they find that the relationship is so important that it really helps them in their health.
Are we finding out through the last 2 years of how we've done sort of this telehealth and that this is an accepted way or a more familiar way of doing it rather than having to go to a physical place to get information?
Well, I mean, to understand, to know if you have a dad bod, I really need to see you in person, right? So I don't think there's a replacement for that yearly sit down, examine everything. But, you know, for example, for mental health, you know, it's very overlooked. And over 50% of men in the MDVIP survey said they've never been screened for stress, depression, anxiety. Those are the kind of things that if you're working with, you know, a psychiatrist or even your primary care physician, may lend itself a little bit more to telehealth. But nothing takes the place of a doctor being able to put their stethoscope in your heart, look in your ear, look in your throat, and listen to your chest.
Anything else from this survey that you find interesting you want to share with us today?
Yeah, 90% of men didn't know about heart disease as a leading killer. 80% didn't know that colonoscopy can prevent colon cancer. 75% didn't know that erectile dysfunction is an early indicator of heart disease. So I think all of those things are important, and people just need to go take the quiz, mdvip.com/menshealthiq, so they can learn more about men's health.
Doctor, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing with us today.
Thank you for having me. Thanks.